All right, welcome back to Johnny Rude Radio, and on the phone with me right now, you don't really need to introduce this guy, but we're going to. He's Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. He's one of the best guitar players that rock has ever seen. Of course, we're talking about Ace Frehley. Ace, welcome to the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Nice talking to you, Johnny.
I'm glad you had some time on your schedule. I know you've been busy all day. I won't keep you that long, but I do want to talk about this brand new album that I'm eagerly anticipating that I just ordered it for today. It's your new one called 10,000 Volts. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, taken me over a year to record, but it was going slow for the first 6 months. And then once I collaborated with Steve Brown, my co-producer, things started moving along a lot more rapidly. For some reason, me and Steve just clicked in the studio. But, you know, not only is he a good songwriter, a guitar player, a good singer, he also can engineer. He's been engineering Pro Tools for over 30 years. So in most cases, it was just me and him in the studio. So that made things go quicker.
It's always a good when you have somebody you can really rely on that you've worked with before, that you kind of gel with. And the first song that came out back, I think it was end of November, I think, when 10,000 Volts, the actual single, came out. And I thought that was a great single. It's good to hear your voice, strong as ever. And you're singing out all the songs on this album?
That's correct.
I mean, it's just got that good old school feel to it. The guitar sounds fresh. It sounds crisp. And then you followed that up with Walking on the Moon, which I love that video. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the song and the video for Walking on the Moon?
Well, actually, believe it or not, we were going to title the record Walking on the Moon because we were so happy with the way it turned out. But, you know, once we recorded 10,000 Volts, we thought it was a stronger cut. And we wanted to maybe get away a little from the spaceman image. So, we went with 10,000 Volts. But, you know, Walking on the Moon was a lot of fun to record. And the video was a lot of fun to make, even though I really didn't have much of an idea of what it was going to look like because we recorded it behind a green screen.
Yeah, it looks great when you're watching it, and I understand what you're saying, where it's kind of stepping a little bit back from the spaceman character by not naming the album after that. But I think between 10,000 Volts and Walking on the Moon, you've really kind of set the bar with this as one of your own solo albums.
Yeah, and the next single is going to be Cherry Medicine, which is going to be released the 22nd, and that song, I think, is going to be received just as well as 10,000 Volts.
Yeah.
If not more so.
I saw that as I was doing some interviews, looking through some information today. I saw a little teaser in there about Cherry Medicine being your next solo that you're going to be releasing from there. And you said that's coming out in just a few days.
Yeah, we shot it last Friday. And it was, I had worked with the director previously when I did Fire and Water with Paul Stanley. And he's a great director, and I like the way he sees things. He pays attention to detail a lot, and the first cut was almost perfect for me, and I just sent him a text and just made a few adjustments, but not a lot. And I'm real happy with the final video. I think we got a winner here.
Well, you haven't disappointed so far. By the way, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Ace Frehley. Ace, I mean, I know right now you're getting ready to go out on a little bit of, I think it's the first half of your tour. Looks like a lot of dates on the East Coast before you got to head in towards Illinois. Any chance we might see you here in Austin sometime in 2024?
I have no idea. I have to check my schedule, but I did hire a new agent, and new gigs have been coming in constantly. So, I'm sure it'll just be a matter of time. We're doing a cruise on March 2nd through the 7th.
Oh.
Monsters of Rock Cruise, and I'm co-headlining with Joe Satriani and The Darkness. So that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, I know that's kind of been the last couple of years. The upticking trend is for a lot of these cruises to have themes, and the Monsters of Rock is one of the big ones. And for you to be co-headlining on that, that's going to be a good time, I would imagine, a good chance for you to kind of just sit back and talk with some other legends.
Yeah, well, I know most of the people, most of the guys in the band, you know, when you're on a cruise ship, there's not many places you can hide. You either hide in your cabin or you go to the band lounge where you can go eat and hang out, and play cards and do whatever you feel like doing without having to worry about, fans bothering you.
Yeah, I would imagine it might be kind of hard to find a little peace and quiet when you're on an enclosed boat out in the middle of the ocean, but it sounds like something that will be a good time. And then when you get back, you're going to be on tour, but what's the day like? Before you hit the tour, before you get the cruise, what's Ace Frehley doing like right now the new album's out? Just promoting and having a good time?
Well, God, I've been promoting it like hell, you know, 5-6 interviews a day. And we were going to have a listening party tomorrow. And, you know, unfortunately, the club we were going to have it in just closed their doors.
Oh, no.
For what reason, I have no idea. But so we might just have an intimate dinner with just, you know, some of the people that were closely involved with the record. I don't know. Or we're going to just reschedule it in a different place. It'll probably take a few days to find something good.
Well, if you don't find anything and you're looking for a place, I can think of about 150 different places. We'll have you come down to Austin and have that party.
I have a cousin who lives in Dallas.
Not far away.
He's got a 10-acre ranch.
You're going to be hitting the road, hitting the cruise. But I got to ask you about your website, because acefrehley.com, I was on there today and I did buy a copy of 10,000 Volts today, because you've got it in some great different, I'm a vinyl collector, and you have like 9 different types of vinyl that were on there for this album. And I got ordered the Color and Color Splatter vinyl today. So it looks great and the music sounds great. You've got to be really happy with what you're seeing so far.
You know, I listened to the acetate with Steve Brown, and I just purchased the new turntable. We were thrilled with how good it sounded on vinyl. You know, sometimes you listen to a record, you know, and on vinyl it disappoints. But whoever mastered the vinyl track, it sounds great, just as good as the digital, if not better. There's no filler on this album.
Every song,
I think every song has its strengths and weaknesses, but you know, I don't think there's a weak song on the record.
No, and I haven't found it so far. And looking forward to, as you mentioned, a couple days from now, Cherry Medicine is the next single that's coming out from Ace Frehley's new album, 10,000 Volts. Ace, I mentioned your website, and it's acefrehley.com. I love the Ask Ace page that's on there, because really it's like being able to walk down memory lane, and instead of people asking you the same question 1,000 times, your fans can just go there and they can read all these great stories about you and your historic career.
Yeah, well, I got a lot of stories. You know, I'm working on my second book, which I have no idea when it's going to be finished, but it'll be out, you know, if not this year, next year.
Now, I know that there was a little disappointment that you weren't a part of the farewell concerts with Kiss at Madison Square Garden.
I'm really not sure what happened with the last concert at Madison Square Garden. You know, Paul and Gene told all the fans that they had invited me and Peter and Bruce and, you know, everybody that was involved with the band at one time or another. But, you know, nobody got any invitations. It was all
Well, unfortunate that did not happen. You've got such a storied career there. I know you've had a huge day of promoting this, and I think we're your last call for today. So I'm going to let you go and get some rest that voice. And I would love if you, I'm about to play your song, Walking on the Moon. If you want to do the intro for it, I'd love to hear it.
Okay.
I'll get it started. You just tell us what we're going to hear.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and this is my new single, Walking on the Moon. Check it out.